We're going to talk about the case of Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar was a gymnastics doctor for the U.S. national team and the U.S. Olympic team. And more than 100 girls have said that they were sexually abused. I mean, more than 100, just represented by our guest, John Manley, an attorney we've had on frequently for various sex abuse cases over the years. And Nassar reached a plea with federal authorities.
For child porn charges, they did find tens of thousands of images of child pornography and computer equipment from his home and office.
But Manley and many of these accusers are very upset that he's not going to face trial for the actual physical violations that he engaged in with these girls.
It says here, Nassar will not face federal criminal charges for allegedly molesting two former gymnasts at out-of-state and overseas locations. Prosecutors say, though, the deal does not preclude them from pursuing additional charges against the doctor for other individuals. Let's get to the bottom of this with John Manley, who, as John mentioned, represents more than 100 accusers in the civil matter.
John, thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. Why would they make a plea deal over the child pornography when that's a lesser crime compared to the actual, you know, sexual assault that he committed against these 100 girls?
Well, so let me give you a little bit of an update. The short answer is because it's an easy case to prove. They found 37,000 images of child pornography on his university computer, on his computer, including his university computer. And Dr. Nassar, he might be a medical doctor, but he's no genius because as soon as he found out that my clients were onto him, he decided to take his hard drives and throw them away. And the trash missed was a day late, and the FBI picked him up. So, the prosecutors here aren't the bad guys, but I think they didn't handle this well. And basically, there are Olympians, national team members from 96 to present day who were sexually abused by this guy under the guise of medical treatment, including abuse that occurred at the Olympic Games during competition. And it's horrific. But what the feds did is they said, okay, well, you're going to plead guilty to these child porn charges, which is great news. It's a felony. You know, he's going to get a sentence. The sentence could be 5 years. It could be 60 years. Who knows where it'll be? But the felony conviction's good. But in the process, they went all over the country, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI, and met with many of our clients and said, we're not going to prosecute your cases. And that's not okay, you know. And their argument was, well, he's going to get a big sentence, and nobody wants.
Is he going to get a big sentence?
We don't know.
I mean, you mentioned 5 to 60.
He's 54 years old. We got to take that into consideration.
Yeah. But NBC said in the agreement he's agreed to 22 to 27 years. Judge has to approve that.
That could be, but it's up to the judge. The judge could give him a lot less, or the judge could have him serve the sentences consecutively and give him a lot more. His sentence is in November, so it's not determinant. But more importantly than the years, this isn't some postal worker who buried mail and, shot a dog. This is a guy who was in a position of trust, a position of honor, and he traveled to the Olympic Games with 14, 15, 16-year-old girls and 17-year-old girls, and he sexually assaulted them in their rooms, okay? He put his hand in their anus. He put his hand in their vagina. He telling them this is some kind of legitimate medical treatment for their injuries. And they didn't even realize at the time they were being abused. No glove, no lubrication, very painful. And it's devastated them. It's devastated their families. You know, imagine having your daughter who's won a bronze medal or a silver medal or a gold medal, and this height of her career, somebody who's given up their childhood and their adolescence to basically compete for our country. And that event is now clouded with this pervert. We think it's very important that these women who want to prosecute him have the opportunity to do so.
It's just so many.
This one is a little more unique than the pre-sex abuse and the school teacher sex abuse, John Manley, because the way you described it, you're right. These girls might think, well, this is what the doctor needs to do to make sure I'm okay for a gymnastics competition. And he was really able to hide behind this, it seems, for a while.
And there was a number of girls who reported this to Michigan State, where he practiced medicine, and USA Gymnastics, and they were told, you know, oh, he's a qualified medical doctor. He's one of the best doctors in the world. Be quiet. The state of Michigan, by the way, Bill Schuette, who's the attorney general, is prosecuting, you know, dozens of these cases because they get it. And so the good news is, you know, one of my clients, whose name is Jeanette Antolin, who's from Orange County, competed on the national team. She was an All-American at UCLA. Basically said, I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to say this is wrong. And she did. Ended up in the Washington Post, and the Attorney General and the Justice Department changed their tune. And they're now saying, with the exception of the four women in the agreement, anybody else that they'll look at any other case. The problem is, the only people that can prosecute these events that occurred at the Olympics and at the World Championships, which are all over the world, is the federal government, because states don't have extraterritorial jurisdiction. The federal government does, for sex crimes against children.
So you mentioned Jeanette Antolin.
Yeah.
And here's what she said. She said, I sacrificed my childhood to compete for the United States throughout the world. The doctor they assigned to treat me betrayed my trust. Now the federal government is giving him a free pass for his alleged assaults on me and many other child athletes. That's not justice.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, you know, what these athletes want in many instances is they want their dignity back. You know, and criminal justice just isn't about punishment. It's also about restoring the victim's dignity and restoring, you know, our country's faith. We, you know, these are our athletes. To me, it's like, our veterans. We need to keep faith with these women. And, you know, giving him a pass and cutting a deal with him, you know, that doesn't allow them to pursue justice isn't okay. And this, I want to be clear. This doesn't help my civil cases one bit. In fact, opposing that deal hurt, you know, frankly, would hurt my civil cases. This isn't some personal injury lawyer trying to gain some advantage. It's not. What these girls want more than anything is to be sure that he never gets out of jail. And we're not sure that's going to happen with this deal. But the good news is, on the flip side, is we have an attorney general in Michigan and a team there that's really pursued this. So I'm hopeful, you know, the federal government and the FBI are not the bad guys here. I think they made a mistake, and I think they're trying to fix it. And so I'm grateful for that. But they're trying to fix it because outlets like, you know, your show basically had a bunch of outrage saying, you can't do this to these women. This is not right. So
now that's wrong. That's terribly wrong. I don't think it's debatable at all.
All right, John, we appreciate you coming on and talking about your clients for us with this plea deal.
You know, I always learn something new. Gridlock Garcetti. I'm going to take that one home.
Gridlock Garcetti.
Yeah, spread it around.
That's going to stick.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Bye-bye. All right. John Manley from the law firm. And again, representing many victims of sex abuse, pre-sex abuse scandals, school sex abuse scandals. And now he's got a lot of clients involved who were abused by this gymnastics doctor. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Amy King is news.